Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the short... here, someplace...
in the studio.
In a secret location.
What, you sound like Batman.
On Market Street someplace. Good morning. Oh, it is the 27th of May, 7:05 in the morning. And news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage.
There you go.
For, I'm just trying to adjust headphones in here, too. So, what's the weather look like, Sue?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and hot with a high of 99 and a low of 69, with an excessive heat warning in effect through tomorrow with a high of 103 by tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 70, then 102 by Friday under sunny skies. Things are going to change for Friday night with a chance of showers around 30% with a low of 61. Rain for Saturday with a high of 74 and a low of 56. Then for Sunday, it looks like partly sunny skies with a high of 80, overnight lows dropping down in the 50s with a slight chance of showers as well. It's mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 68, 67 in Anderson, 63 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 66 degrees in downtown Redding. Quick look at your road conditions this morning. So far, so good. No crashes to report this morning. We do have quite a bit of construction in and around Redding. Look out for detours, delays possibly between Redding and the coast. That's 299 West. Also just north of Shasta Lake, they've got an area of construction down to one lane near Dunsmuir as well. Between Redding and Anderson, they're continuing to work on the roadway, so expect delays at times. And, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And good morning, and welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm here with Robert Burt, and it's Wednesday, and it must be movie day.
It is.
We got to get a little theme here, you know. Da, 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 da.
I will find a theme for this day.
Da, 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 and then it's Robert Burt.
Why don't you just record that and use that?
You know, I'll pull it off.
Okay, so what's your latest?
So this week there is a new movie coming out, surprisingly enough. It's coming to streaming services, not for watching because of like owning a streaming service, but for rental. You could probably rent it. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but it'll probably be between $15 and $20. It's called The High Note. It was supposed to come out on May 8th in theaters, and they actually kept it up on the release schedule up until the weekend before because they were really hoping that it could premiere in as many theaters as possible. But because there were only three or four open in Texas, they couldn't really open. So as a result, it went to streaming. This one stars Dakota Johnson and Cuba Gooding Jr., and it follows the story of this woman who is working as like an intern assistant for a big singer, and then she ends up forming like a special friendship with that singer as working an assistant for her, because her dreams and aspirations as well are to become a singer. So it's about the friendship that forms between the two of them during the course of the movie.
Okay. So you all sold on this one?
I think the trailers look okay. This looks like a very average comedy to me, and I think it looks like a movie that'll have a good message, but I'm not really sure how funny it's going to be.
Who's starring in it?
Dakota Johnson was in it.
Oh, yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Right. And then there was another big actress I'm looking up right now because I forget the name.
It's probably because she's so old.
She's not too old. She's probably in her 40s, I'm guessing. Tracy Ellis Ross, who I think she is on, I think she is like a TV actress and she hasn't done too many movies.
Okay.
But I misspoke earlier, not Cuba Gooding Jr., but Ice Cube is also in it.
Okay.
And Kelvin Harrison Jr.
Okie doke. Can you explain to our listeners why there are literally tens of thousands of movies and TV shows on the streaming services and you spend hours trying to find one to find, you know, to watch? Why is that? Why is it I can go through literally 1,000 movies and go, Meh.
Well, so the way that it works is that in order for a movie to get on a streaming service, the studio makes a deal with the streaming service. So recently, The Lovebirds went straight to Netflix instead of going into theaters. The reason that it did is because Netflix signed a contract with the movie studio, and the movie studio, Netflix paid the movie studio a certain amount of money to have that movie on the service. Now, in order to get movies on the service, a lot of them aren't super high quality because those are the really cheap ones to get on there. But a lot of them are really high quality. Like this week, Uncut Gems hit Netflix on Monday, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a movie that came out in December last year, and it had heavy Oscar talk for Adam Sandler because he's in it playing a New York jeweler, and he's fantastic in the movie. But getting a movie like that on a streaming service, there's usually about 3 months between theaters and streaming and Blu-ray and that kind of thing, and then there's usually another 3 months that will happen until a movie starts hitting streaming services, if that's the route that it's going to take. Mm-hmm. And in the case of something like Uncut Gems, A24, which was the distribution studio, and Netflix signed a deal where Netflix paid the money and were able to have their movie on their service. Now, if it's a much lesser known movie, if it's like a crappy horror movie from 2010 or 2011, you might see the studio paying Netflix to put the movie on, because by doing that, it increases popularity of the movie. And suddenly, a little crappy horror movie from 2011 that no one has seen, suddenly a lot of people are watching it because it is on Netflix. So,
do you have an example?
There's one called The Roommate that was very recent. It hit Netflix probably like 3 weeks ago, but they started advertising it on their service, as in you click on Netflix and then right away, you know, they have
The Roommate.
Right. I've
seen the trailers they put in there.
Yeah.
Is it true that Netflix is owned by a communist subsidiary operating out of Libya?
I have no clue.
No, it's not. I just made it up. because I said I was watching Netflix and I got people say, don't you know how, you know, they're so liberal. Well, I don't care. You know, if I can watch I found that I don't like TV.
Yeah.
And I think most people, and this is, I really believe that broadcast media, as far as TV and all this, and you start getting into satellite, because you can get everything over the internet now, that this is going to change drastically.
Yeah.
A lot of what's going to be happening in our in movies and TV, and it's going to have a tremendous impact. And now this is just me. I don't study this like you do, but you do study this. Is this what you think is going to happen?
Yeah, there. A lot of people are saying that what's happening right now is the start of the streaming wars. Mm-hmm. Because what Netflix was a great alternative to cable TV. A lot of people thought, you know, pay $12, $15 a month and get hours and hours of content.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. In fact, I looked it up recently. There's about 4 years of content on Netflix, which is absolutely insane.
Is that 24 hours a day?
Yeah, 24 hours a day, nonstop watching.
So if you just started watching and you had people bring you food.
And you never slept.
And you never slept. Kind of like being here. Okay. Then you could watch it for 4 years.
Right. And even you can go to some of the other streaming services. Like after Netflix came out, you had Amazon Prime and Hulu. And just today dropped HBO Max, which was the new HBO streaming service that correlated with Warner Brothers.
So if you already have HBO, can you get HBO Max?
It depends on what HBO you have. Like if you have the TV channel,
yeah,
then you can have HBO Go, which is the streaming service for just HBO content. But if you were an HBO Now member, which HBO Now is like a separate streaming service that has all the HBO content, mm-hmm, that you can watch if you don't have an HBO subscription. Basically, they took HBO Now and added a bunch of Warner Brothers movies into it and made it HBO Max.
Just like old Warner Brothers movies?
Yeah, there's also like Looney Tunes on it and stuff like that, yeah. It has the Lord of the Rings movies on it.
Back when cartoons were really cartoons.
Right.
Yeah, where you could get hit in the head with an anvil, and then the next scene, there you are again.
Yep.
Yep. Can't do that today. Okay. We're here with Robert Burke, and because every so often I dump Robert by accident, I'm going to keep you on for a few more minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. How hot is it today?
Today it's going to be sunny and definitely warm with a high of right around 99. Tomorrow 103 and 102 for Friday.
Let me give you a phone number, my friends, to help you. 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. If the air conditioning is not pumping out at like this one we have in the studios is, it could get pretty warm by this weekend. You know, this weekend we're looking at some rain, but this is the beginning of summer. It's going to be in the hundreds. It's going to be in the 110s. It's going to be, we're going to have a fire season. There's going to be smoke in the air. Are your filters clean on your air conditioner? Are your air ducts, have they been cleaned? You might want to talk to Alliance Heating and Air. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. They give guarantees, warranties, and they show up on time. They know what they're doing, and they give great value for the money they charge. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Learn more at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Robert Burke.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 8 o'clock, Jake Mangus. And some of the builders from downtown are going to join us and talk about what's going on downtown. And as Reading's opening up again, get some of Jake's ideas on that. And but right now, we have Robert Burke with us. And he's going to tell us some movies he thinks that people are going to like.
Yes, I will. So if you are – so a good movie for families, I think nobody would argue that this is a good movie for families. And most people already know about it, but I'm just calling attention to it, is the Back to the Future trilogy, which are actually now on Netflix. Very recently they were put on there, 1, 2, and 3. So if you are stuck at home with young ones, I think Back to the Future is – I think it's one of those movies that's really perfect for all ages. I think older adults and younger adults and teens and kids and grandparents, anybody can enjoy this movie. So I recommend that one on Netflix. If you need another one, another kids movie to check out, it's a little bit more mature, but it's not too mature. I think it's definitely a PG, just maybe a bit of a harder PG. It's called Rango, which you can find on Amazon Prime. And this one, it came out in 2011, and it has Johnny Depp in it. And it's about this lizard that this human being owns. And the lizard ends up getting lost in the desert. And it goes to search for a town. And in this town are a bunch of other smaller creatures.
What's the name of this movie?
It's called Rango.
Oh, yeah, Rango.
And it's actually a Western, which is kind of crazy. It evolves into a Western, and it evolves into kind of a commentary on water shortages. It's a very interesting movie. I think it's really entertaining. And Johnny Depp does some motion capture work for it that's really, really good. And I think it's a funny movie, and it's a little obscure and it's a little weird, but it's definitely one that I would recommend. And it's available on Amazon Prime to go check out. Another one for, I think, teenagers. I think that this movie would be okay. It's a little bit violent, but it's also really funny. It's called The Art of Self-Defense. This one came out last year, and it has Jesse Eisenberg in it. And it's about this guy who is kind of a loser. He has kind of a sad life. And one day he gets mugged in the streets. And as a result, he goes to a Taekwondo class. And what he realizes is that this Taekwondo class is absolutely crazy. He starts in the day class, which is pretty normal, but he gets moved to the night class. And the night class, everybody is absolutely nuts. And it's a really funny movie. It's available on Hulu if you have that streaming service. And I would highly recommend it. It is a violent movie, but the violence is very, like, quick, and it's kind of sporadic. It's a hilarious movie as well. It has a lot of very dry comedy. So if you're not a fan of darker, dry comedy, I'm not sure if you would enjoy this one as much. But if you do enjoy that kind of stuff, I would highly recommend it. It's really well written. It kind of flew under the radar. I don't think a whole lot of people saw it when it initially came out. It didn't go to a whole lot of theaters, but I would highly recommend that you go check it out if it is not on your radar.
What happened to Johnny Depp? You know, Johnny Depp was like all these great movies, and then he went into like a series of really bad movies, mm-hmm. and Lone Ranger being the one that just tops my list, with him wearing a dead crow on his head throughout the movie. And had very little to do with the original Lone Ranger.
Yeah, that movie lost so much money for Disney. Yeah. Upwards of $100 million.
Lost that much money?
Yeah.
I can understand that. It still makes the rounds on TV all the time. And I keep thinking, maybe I missed something. So I'll watch part of it, and I go, No, I didn't miss anything.
Well, it's probably a cheap movie. It's easy to show on services.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But what happened to Johnny Depp? I mean, this guy was riding the wave.
Right. There's actually an article on Variety, and I think it's called The Problem with Johnny Depp or something like that, where Variety went to Johnny Depp and sat down with him for about 2.5-3 hours and had a really long talk with him. And Johnny Depp's kind of fall was the result of two things. There was the divorce case and his accusation of abuse towards his ex-wife, who I'm forgetting the name of now. And another big one was that Johnny Depp was struggling with alcohol. He was drinking a lot, and in the article, I think it says that he spent around $30,000 a month on wine and would go through that much in a single month. And this was during
how much?
$30,000. And this was around the time during Pirates of the Caribbean. So the most recent one, the fifth movie, which is really, I think it's the last big, big movie that he was in. And
so the last one probably made money.
Right. He showed up to set drunk very frequently.
Ooh.
And he had a hard time getting up, and all of his money was going into the wine that he was drinking. So I think it was a combination of his divorce case and the abuse allocation that went with that, and also the fact that he was struggling as an alcoholic. And as a result, they're planning on doing a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but it's not going to star Johnny Depp in it anymore. They actually are eyeing Karen Gillan to play the leading role, who is famous because of Jumanji, and she was in Avengers as Nebula. So Disney is kind of not in a great place with Johnny Depp right now as a result of the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Okay. All right. I want to I'm going to give you some homework for next week.
Okay.
And we'll spend part of the time doing this. Is actors that were huge, and then they crashed.
All right.
And why? You know, because you'll see that so often. I mean, you saw them in every movie, and then all of a sudden nothing. Or they had all these highest grossing movies, and then they're in straight to video release movies now. Now, some of them you can understand, but mm-hmm. some of the others, you wonder, you know, what happened on something like that. So, if you pick out two or three.
All right.
You know, a couple of male and maybe a couple of female stars that it happened. And, you know, somewhere in the last 20 years. Because some of them have been around now, and, you know, since the late 90s, early 2000s, and now they're just kind of like Tom Cruise has maintained
right
for a long time.
It was looking questionable there for a second too. It was looking like he might be gone, but he stayed there. Yeah,
and then he came back with several good movies. Others that just have, you know, they just seem to put out a good movie every time. Every movie that you see him in is good. Now, maybe because it's part of a franchise, or maybe you know, ones that kind of really stretch themselves, but they're still up there.
Right.
Where others have just diminished down to B movies. Okay. Well, look, you have a great week.
Thank you.
Get your haircut.
Will do.
Robert and I are sitting here with our hair over our ears. You know, we haven't. You know, I haven't gotten to the man bun yet, and I won't. I
could probably do a ponytail in the
you
back.
You could probably do a ponytail about right now.
Yeah.
Well, the barbershop's open today, and we're going to find that out in just a minute. Okay, Robert, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, and a local board of directors here, which is probably some of the reasons that they were able to help so many people so fast on the Paycheck Protection Program, whether they're customers or not. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by 192 Hartnell Avenue or 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's at Cornerstone Community Bank. Still moving local dreams forward. When we come back from this break, we're going to do a coronavirus catch-up and I think that's it.
Okay.
Coronavirus,
that's what's
going on. Yeah, coronavirus, you know, update about what's going on. All right. It's 7:29 in the morning, and it's going to be about 98 today. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers in our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 733 in the morning, about 75 degrees out there. It's getting ready to be 98 today and over 100 tomorrow here. Today's the 27th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is from the old school. He knows what he's doing. He guarantees his work for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst will fix it for you. He doesn't waste your time. Man of integrity. 3208 South Market Street is his shop, and you can just stop by there. But better to make an appointment because he's usually kind of busy. 241-8373 for an appointment today. A better-known business. Sue, give us – hey, Richard, hang on for a second. But, Sue, give us an update on the coronavirus.
Okay. California Governor Gavin Newsom says hair salons and barber shops and other businesses can reopen immediately as we move into the next phase of reopening the state after restrictions were put in place in an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19. In Shasta County, 36 confirmed cases, zero confirmed cases as of this week. So far, there have been 4,602 negative test results out of 4,638. Four deaths in total in quarantine. We've got 16 people, four in isolation at this point. Now, the U.S. death toll is near 100,000. There are more than 5.6 million confirmed cases around the globe, 1.7 million in the U.S. alone, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 350,000 people have died worldwide. The U.S. reported more than 98,900 deaths in a span of less than 4 months. So far in California, we've got 99,809 confirmed cases, up 3,215 as of yesterday, 3,825 deaths as a result, up 58 as of yesterday. The thing is, Carl, there's a lot of people that are asymptomatic. They're carrying this virus that don't even know it because they're not showing symptoms. And a lot of people that have been exposed just aren't getting it. They're just not getting sick.
Maybe it's not as serious as they said.
Well, if you look at the Cottonwood Rodeo, 2,000 people attended. They were in close contact, and not one case so far has been reported.
And you could say that, well, maybe none of them have been tested, or you could just say that... Yeah, that's many more people have COVID-19, have been exposed to it than we'll ever know.
Unless
somehow you test everybody. We had one of the people here associated with our station, a husband of one of our employees, got tested negative. Because he had some symptoms.
Right. My son worked in the medical field, and he was tested negative. So, once again, there's a lot of people that have been tested, some people just not. So, we'll really never have an accurate figure.
And yet, they've laid the deaths of over 90,000 people to the COVID.
And so many had underlying conditions. This just pushed them over the edge. So, once again, you want to protect yourself the best you can. If you feel like you can't go out or you're afraid, stay home. But there's, you know, people are getting back to work. Businesses are reopening. People are being smart. There's some, you know, places that are opening that have partitions in the middle, including at, you know, some salons. So people are separated. And, you know, people are taking steps, wash your hands, you know. And once again, if you have an underlying condition, you may want to stay close to home.
And that, again, goes back to people that, you know, are making an individual decision. But it's at the point where churches should be opening. I think they are this coming weekend.
Yes.
And if they're not, many of them are going to open anyway. Barbershops, hair salons, nail places. In a couple minutes, we're going to get into this. Why do we have to vote by mail, be forced to vote by mail? Right now, let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Richard?
So our school boards, they're starting to meet, and they're starting to figure out what they're going to do for the next school year. The State Board of Education, I have not seen the video yet, so I'm only, this is hearsay, but allegedly the State Board has told local boards that it's up to them what they should be doing for this next school year, and that's appropriate if that's the case. Need to start going to those board meetings starting. My board meeting for my school is in early June, and I'm going to be showing up, presenting information on the whole COVID thing. The mental health of our kids this next school year is going to be gravely affected if we don't use logic and common sense with our school board members relating to these kids. They are almost not affected at all seriously about with this COVID thing because of their age and their health. And we need to start attending board meetings now in mass. Because if we do not, then the school board's going to say, well, I guess we're going to do what we want because nobody's talking. So please, everybody, online petitions do nothing. They do absolutely nothing. The school boards will not even see them. So please go to your school board meetings. And thank you so much, Carl.
You bet. Yeah, you know what? This is, you have something to do. You can have a voice. The closer you are to the flagpole, in this case, school boards, city clerks, supervisors, city hall. We have a lot of power here in our hands, and if we don't exercise it, we get what we deserve. Then, if we don't exercise the power of the vote in finding out what what the sides are, what makes sense to you, and then you vote for that way. Vote by mail. I'm hearing all different types of things about the vote by mail, that you can that it's going to be a way of cheating. And we've had vote by mail for years. I don't do that. I don't partake of that. I like going down and voting that way, which is one of the reasons that Newsom's everybody's going to vote by mail offends me. Why do we have to, in November, have to vote by mail?
See, and that doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense to
me. We can stand in line at a store 6 feet apart, we can do the same thing when we go to the ballot booth and do it that way. I didn't understand that. If they can hold court and have 100 people in a room and separate them, you know, when they go for, you know, jury duty, if they can do that, why can't we do that for voting if that's what you want? I mean, like you said, we've been able to send in our ballots in the past for those who can't make it in, but why is everybody being forced to do that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
People talk about how it's we're opening everything up for fraud under voting by mail. And I haven't, you know, I've read a couple articles and I'm still not sure why it opens up everything for fraud there. I mean, you have to sign your ballot, the ballot comes to you. You know, more important is that you clean the voter rolls and take everybody off there that doesn't belong there. And there's just a whole litany, a whole, you know, pages of how you do that, of how, you know, you know checking against, checking against death records. If somebody hasn't voted, you've got to go out and check against people moving. So I'm not sure how you can defraud people, but maybe it's just because I haven't read the right article. So if somebody knows why you can have vast voter fraud with mail-in ballots, please give me a call and explain to everybody that. But as far as forcing everybody to vote by mail, I think it's ridiculous. You know, first of all, even voting by mail and being able to go to your neighborhood precinct, we have an abysmal record in the United States for voting. You know, it could be a perfect day, and we still only get maybe 50% of the people that vote. And on, you know, like non-presidential elections, it's a lot worse than that. And so I don't understand what the problem is. We're trying to make it so easy. You know, frankly, I think that, you know, if you can walk and you can get around, that there's no reason you can't go into your neighborhood poll, sign your name, and vote. Yeah, I know. Oh, we're just trying to make it easier. Well, we're going to make it easier and easier. Like what? You can vote by computer or from your telephone. People are talking about that. I think that's a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I vote by mail because we don't have a precinct where I live. I'm in a little island of a county surrounded by the city. And I've got signs out and flags out supporting Jefferson and Trump. And, you know, I hand-deliver my ballot because I don't know that the postman isn't a bleeding-heart liberal that would throw my ballot in the trash. That's one thing I'd like to point out. Also, the house next to me has, it's a rental for the last couple of years, and it's got 5, 6, 7 Bethel kids the first year and now a bunch of college-age kids this year.
Uh-huh.
And they sign up to vote. Well, the Bethel kids, they went to most of them went on back to the states and countries they came from, but their ballots still came in the mail. And it's real easy for the bleeding heart liberal that owns the damn thing to get those ballots, fill them out, and send them in. Then you've got ballot harvesting. Do you understand how that works?
No, that was the other thing, too, is, you know, ballot harvesting is where people are, you know, paid political operatives go out and pick up ballots.
Yes, and then they store them in their trunk or their car, and after the election, if the Democrats need another 50,000 votes, they all get together and shuffle through and get the Democratic votes they need and turn them in. There was I don't remember how many elections were overturned after the final count, by doing that. All of a sudden, they found these ballots. And, you know, I would like to see Trump come out and do an executive order to the effect that I'm going to make the election day 30 days. You can only vote in person with proper ID. I'll bet the people would be shocked at the results of that.
Well, you know, what it says here is several states have enacted some restrictions on the practice, while others have expressly allowed or failed to register at all. And essentially what it says is people can come in and with a person's permission, a member of their family or somebody, can pick up their ballot and then, you know, and deliver it for them. And I see where this could be a problem. And when people go about, well, you know, voter fraud is not a big problem. But just think, out of all the millions of votes that are cast in a few of the states that, you know, in this last election, they were settled in some areas, a city by 4,000, a state by, 10,000 or less, which enabled Trump to win. Well, if you think about it, out of millions of votes, 10,000 votes, 5,000 votes, you know, is huge. So could there be a swing because people are ballot harvesting? And like you said, they're nefarious, and they don't, if you voted for Trump, that ballot never gets in.
Well, and then you've got, it was just at the tip of my tongue, too. My mind just goes fast from one subject to the other. But
that train of thought's only two cars there.
Oh, Project Veritas. James O'Keefe, if you go to projectveritas.com, he has a deal on there where they went to polling places in person. And one of them, and I think it's up right now, they claimed that they were Eric Holder. I think it was in Washington, D.C., and they gave him Eric Holder's, they were willing to give him his ballot. And he even asked him, he says, well, can I go get some ID? No, we don't need ID. And he wouldn't take him because then he would be breaking the law. But in numerous instances, they were more than willing to give them somebody else's ballot. They they looked up names in phone books.
Well, here's an article that said, anecdotally, there's a lot of evidence that ballot harvesting was going on, registered for voters in Southern California, told the news station at the time. In Orange County, once seen as Republican stronghold in the state, every House seat went to a Democrat after an unprecedented 250,000 vote-by-mail drop-offs were counted. People were carrying stacks of 100 and 200 of them. We had multiple people calling to ask if people were allowed to do that. So it showed where Republicans were in the lead, and then after the harvesting came in, that they saw the advantages shrink and then disappear. So you have to ask yourself about ballot harvesting. You know, why do we have to even have that happen? I mean, if a person has a mail-in ballot, then they've got it. They can just mail it. I think it's free. But what they're doing here is picking them up and delivering them. And,
you know, this is something I mentioned to Trish.
Yeah.
I believe that people should have to go in, say if you're under 65, and re-register every 5 years. Because there's a lot of dead people voting. And if you're over 65, maybe every 2 years. And the example I gave is I've got an uncle that died 96 years old. He died 12 years ago. And he voted staunchly as a Republican all his life. And the six elections that have gone on since he died in the last 12 years, he's voted as a Democrat.
Well, you know, this is what I'm going to do this year. I know people that have moved away from Reading. I know their names. I'm going to get in touch with them and ask them which precincts they were in. I don't even have to if I just find your addresses. And then on election day, I'm going to go down and about 7:30 at night, and I'm going to take a look at the people who haven't voted. I'm going to see if their names are in there. No, I'm not going to vote for them, but I'm just going to see because, you know, their names are still on the registrar as living here. And then if I wanted to, I could just walk over there and use their names and sign in and vote for them. But I just wonder, have they been cleared off the register? Some of them have been gone just for 2 years, and they've been gone for about 2 years. The other ones maybe three. So I'm interested to see how, if they're still on the voting rolls. And I've got to run. We're way over our break.
Have a great day. Bye.
You bet, Nick. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Really super people down there, Rebecca and Henry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And this is where Linda goes to shop and feel happy. And even if she doesn't buy anything, it makes her feel happy. And they're seeing the selections they have and talking to Rebecca. It's a friendly place. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
So what scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off my leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 605-4567. Today, the 27th, 7:53 in the morning. And, gosh, I've got... It's got to be hotter than 70 degrees right now.
It seems like it is just burning up outside. I say it's about 73.
73? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Regional Medical Center, bringing us this segment. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 4 out of 5 stars on specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. You know, so if you're going to have work done, it just stands to reason and common sense, you go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob. Hello, Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, sir.
A high school classmate of mine spent a career as a postal carrier in Nevada, in Reno, and made the comment to me one day that had there been mail-in ballots during that career, she could have voted hundreds of times if she was of a mind to be crooked. And therein lies the problem. Just one of many. But I was listening to Nick before I lost my radio contact here. And mail-in ballot thing is such a joke. And if anybody can't see who's for it, almost in mass, and determine just from that alone that this is not a good idea. This is politics.
You know, I've you know, and but because being in service as you've been, we would get, you know, I can't remember getting a mail-in ballot every time. I can remember some of them. I remember some of them would come in, you know, the week of the election. Because we'd,
right.
we'd be in
True.
Places that, you know, mail is, you know, mail is important, but it's not as important as other things that you need.
Right.
So they'd come in, and, you know, so we'd get a whole stack of them, and we handed them out to everybody. And then the question then is, after you fill it out and you put it back in there, and, you know, it takes another 3 or 4 days to get out of the area, and then back to wherever it's going to. You know, if it's got local questions on there, I just leave them blank. Because, you know, many times you know, your home of record is not where you live or you've been gone for several years. So, you know, I don't know whether to vote on the school bond or not. But, you know, in presidential elections, you know, so you want to weigh in on that. But then you wonder is, do they even open them up? And I, from what I understand is if it doesn't look like it's going to have – you know, impact on the election, that they don't. Now, I don't know if that's true.
Somebody makes that personal decision on the fly.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is what you said is, you know, I have nothing but accolades for my postal carriers, our postal service, except for the one that delivered the wrong mail to the same address 3 days in a row. But there is... You know, there is an ability there to have a huge impact in a neighborhood or a section of
Absolutely.
Town.
Absolutely.
And
hey, I knew a guy at the School of Music in Virginia. He had been a postal character in the Detroit area, and he openly admitted that he could tell when there was a credit card in an envelope coming to somebody, and he stole them left and right.
Wow.
If you're of a mind to, you can.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's just that simple.
Well,
it's not the safest thing we can do. And somebody earlier said, you know, if you can hobble or wheel into a voting booth, and frankly, if you can go into Walmart, you can go into a voting booth and cast your vote and get out.
Of course you can. And, you know, I understand where there's places that people line up for hours, but how many, you know, the vast majority of the places people don't line up for hours.
That's exactly correct.
I've never had to wait. And, you know, we wander in there and sign our name. Don't have to show any ID. And one day they asked me, okay, in your name? And I said, my name is Julie Winters. And she says, you don't look like Julie Winters.
Striking resemblance.
No, she said, you don't look like Julie Winters. I said, okay. But what bothers me more is ballot harvesting. That,
Absolutely.
To me, it just opens. I mean, where did we say it was okay for that to happen?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Okay, Coach Bob, thanks a lot.
Well, take care.
Hey, by the way, today, a manned space launch from the U.S. soil today at 1:44 p.m., and it's not out of NASA. It's privately owned. I think it's Tesla that's launching that. We'll get a little more information on that, Sue, for the next hour. Jake Mangus just rolled in with his Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors clothing on. And as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to have him raise his arms and turn slowly as I spray him with Lysol to make sure that everything is okay. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about what's going on downtown, the construction, and about business opening in Reading again, and his thoughts about how long it's going to take. Are we going to be able to jump back quicker than, say, some of the larger cities? How long does this, is this launching of our businesses going to take? Ramifications of it, what we can do to kind of help jumpstart our businesses to keep open and to stay open and to help them get past this next couple of months during the season and during the summer here. And we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Two astronauts scheduled to leave for the International Space Station today, and they'll depart from Florida. The first launch of American astronauts from U.S. soil aboard an American spacecraft in 9 years. Correspondent Marcia Dunn at Cape Canaveral says they'll travel aboard a state-of-the-art SpaceX vessel.
Their job is to fly this Dragon and see how it works. Now, it's a fully automated capsule. As we saw last year, it can fly without anybody on board and dock just quite nicely with the space station. But there are two people on board. They're going to be testing the life support systems, the comfort of the seats, and in these very important touch screens, brand new for a spacecraft.
President Trump will be on hand for the launch. Several states set to roll out the red carpet if the Republican National Convention relocates from North Carolina.
Plans have been underway for more than a year to host the GOP convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. But the president is worried that officials there may not allow large gatherings in late August because of the pandemic. Republican Party officials say they need a determination in the coming weeks in order to finalize preparations for the convention. Meanwhile, Georgia's governor is asking President Trump to consider moving the convention to his state.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Texas and Florida also expressing an interest in the convention. Senate Majority Leader McConnell saying another coronavirus relief bill is likely.
Speaking from a Louisville hospital on Tuesday, McConnell said a fifth relief bill, the one being called Phase 4, will come to the fore in the next month or so. He and other conservatives are stressing the need to carefully craft any further spending. That means awaiting more feedback on the results of the $2.8 trillion already spent.
That's Senate correspondent Bob Agnew. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 92 points, while the NASDAQ is down 183. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Berkman Taxes here. Like you, I'm confined to my home, spending time with my family, and one thing we enjoy right now is watching uplifting movies that affirm our faith. But what's there to watch? Well, I have the answer. Introducing Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, a documentary that explores convincing evidence that the biblical account of the Exodus is true. Investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney journeyed to Egypt, Israel, and throughout the world to search for answers to one very important question. Did the stories like Exodus, as written in the Bible, really happen? And the results of his investigation are monumental. Right now, you can watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus at home. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. And immediately following the movie, a panel moderated by Gretchen Carlson and featuring Dennis Prager and Graham Lotz and me, yours truly, will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, and others in the series. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com.
A U.S. travel ban now in place for any foreign national who's been to Brazil in the past couple of weeks. Brazil especially hard hit by the coronavirus.
President Jair Bolsonaro sees Mr. Trump as his political idol, the U.S. and Brazil as regional allies. Indeed, the two men have adopted broadly similar approaches to the pandemic, playing down the crisis and urging a return to normality despite spiraling death tolls. But the ban is a measure of just how serious the situation is here in Brazil. The World Health Organization warned on Tuesday that Latin America had become the epicenter of the crisis, and Brazil is the worst hit in the region by far. A study by the University of Washington found that Brazil could see more than 125,000 deaths by early August.
The BBC's Katie Watson, South Korea, reporting its highest number of new coronavirus infections in weeks. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Justice Department closes probes of stock trades by several U.S. senators.
Senators Dianne Feinstein of California, Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, and Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma are no longer under investigation, according to people familiar with notifications sent to the senators. There was no word about Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina. Senate records show between late January and mid-February, Burr and his wife sold between roughly $600,000 and $1.7 million in more than 30 transactions. Burr has temporarily stepped aside as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Mike Crossia, Washington.
A tropical storm warning posted for coastal South Carolina. Now the tropical storm Bertha has formed off the coast, a second named storm before the official start of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. The season officially gets underway on the 1st of June. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 159 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number and feel free to call in. Today is the 27th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Why make another one? And I'm here with Sue at the helm, and she's going to catch us up on weather and some traffic conditions.
Today, you can expect sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 99, north-northwest winds 5 to 9 miles per hour becoming south-southwest this afternoon. Tonight's overnight low dropping down to around 69 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, it's going to be scorcher, high of 103, with lows dropping in the 70s with partly cloudy skies. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect today through tomorrow. However, Friday is going to be warm as well with a high of 102. For Friday night, increasing clouds and a 30% chance of showers and a low of 61. Rain for Saturday with a high of 74 as lows drop down to 56. For Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny with a high of 80 and a low of 58. It's mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 68, 67 in Anderson, 63 in the city of Shasta Lake. And apparently it's right around 73. I'm looking at the figures, and it just seems so much warmer. But once again, I'm going to go with 73 in downtown Redding. We could see it a little bit warmer as well in other cities today. If you are planning on traveling, we do have quite a bit of construction in and around Redding, especially 299 west towards the coast between, let's say, Weaverville and Willow Creek, north of Redding, just north of Shasta Lake. You can also expect delays due to construction down to one lane near Dunsmuir, and the Sims Road on-ramp is closed at this time. We have construction on 96, 99, Highway 36, and 299 east near Aden. Also, if you're traveling between Redding and Anderson, expect delays as they widen that interstate corridor on I-5. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather and the traffic reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated. Has won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards for hiring veterans. They do a tremendous amount for our community. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And give them a call at 365-3793. 8:07 in the morning, and I'm here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here in Redding, and Joshua Johnson, who is one of our developers here in town. We're going to be talking today about, you know, now that we're starting to open up, what it's going to look like. And Jake, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks. Oh, man, it's great to be in here. And I was thoroughly disinfected on my way in. Let me tell you, folks.
Really, that's just a air. That was just air. I didn't spray you with the Lysol like I threatened because it looked like you'd taken a shower this morning.
I did, yeah. Surprising.
And, usually we also have a dipping tank back here that I borrowed from one of the local ranchers. You know, when they tip, you know, they dip for ticks. And I was going to just dip you into that one. But, you know, you looked okay. Not that it had a big effect on the clothes you're wearing today.
Yeah, well, so I'm in my get out and move around clothes. Got my Team Redding shirt on from Boundary Waters, screen printing, some shorts and some flip-flops. But I'm going to be moving around all over the North State. Actually, after this, I'm heading down to Anderson River Park to take a picture of the beginnings of their splash pad project. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then actually heading to Boundary Waters right after that. So I thought I'm going to wear one of their shirts that they made for us when we do our little Facebook Live over there with O2 Employment Services.
There you go.
They always do our shirts for the startup weekend, too. Amazing.
Yeah, and then while you both are in here, we're putting two KCNR bumper stickers on your cars.
Okay.
In prominent places. yours is on your windshield.
Very good. It's just as long as I can see through it, it's fine. Perforated.
Okay. Serious here.
Yes.
Well, it's not real serious. We're opening up Redding. The governor magnanimously has said that we can move into our stage two after we be begged on bent knee after the Cottonwood Rodeo, and that in today, barbershops and hair salons and I imagine nail places are all going to be able to open up today. What's it look like for Reading? Are most of the businesses open now?
Well, we've got those that are opening following along with the guidelines from the state and our local county officials. And so there are a lot of people that are excited about this day. I mean, hairstylists and barbers and particularly the customers, the mop tops that we've seen from, the lack of being able to get to your hairstylist. And then also, those radical roots that need to be dyed again and all that stuff. But see, I'm follicly challenged, so it's not as big of a deal for me. I have a barber at home.
We'll just spray your head.
Get out the clippers and call it a day. So then maybe what you're alluding to is that there are also those that are opening anyway and have been open in spite of the guidelines. So when we get those calls at the chamber, what I've been doing, and I've told our local health officials this at the county, is I've said, look, I'm not going to tell you not to open, and I'm not going to tell you to open. You've got to make that decision for your business. And the thing I think people need to remember, give credit to business owners, because they're going to do everything they can, by and large, to ensure that it's a safe scenario for their customers and for their employees. And because the county has published so many best practices as a result of our small business ad hoc committee that I chaired for the county, it's been a great resource to send people to ShastaReady.org, get on there, find your industry, see what the best practices are, and implement them. I mean, that's really been the way that we've gone about this. And we know people are being very reasonable out there. And, I mean, thankfully, the health crisis is at bay in our community. Really, it's the economic crisis that is hurting us at this point.
So, and that's a big thing here. Just because a business is opening up again doesn't mean that they're out of the woods by any means.
True. And we got I had an email yesterday from one of our members wanting to know if businesses are requiring that customers wear masks or not. And I said, really, it is a personal choice situation. You've got some businesses like Costco that have a big corporate, decision-making process, and they said you have to wear a mask going in there. Trader Joe's takes a different approach, for example, where it says we encourage you to, but you don't have to, essentially. And then other places kind of make their own decision, too. But they want to make sure that they ensure the social distancing, and we're learning so much about this COVID-19 along the way. Do you need to clean surfaces as much as you've done before, and that type of thing? Maybe not so much. So we are just about getting businesses back open, and there's been a lot in the news. To me, I don't care in this case your political affiliation, your ideology. I just care about opening businesses as quickly as possible. And the way that we've seen that we can do that is by following the guidelines. We have the local variants here in the county because our numbers are low and we've been able to check all the boxes on the metrics the state puts out for us. So that's been good. We've been moving at a faster pace than the state, and we want to keep that up. We've been working with Joe Comenti and Mary Rickert and others on the Board of Supervisors regarding the letter that they sent the state. We haven't gotten a response from that. That's very frustrating. It's frustrating for the chamber, the business community, the city of Anderson, Shasta Lake. We need to continue to push the envelope there with the state, and we're doing that, which is great.
Maybe we need another large event to get there. To get the attention back up here where it
just
belongs.
Get on Good Morning America and thumb your nose at the governor, and that's a way of getting attention, that's
well,
for sure.
It gained his ear. And also helps that when you have when we're reporting that the reporter's giving high fives to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see him do that. I was doing he was all excited. He actually saw more than four people in one spot.
I mean, I'm with you on a personal level with people that look at this and just logically say something's not adding up here.
Well, let's just look at it like this, is that I look at Shasta County being the brave, independent souls we are. We were going to take one for the state. So what did we do? We became a Petri dish. We became an experiment. So we experimented with the Cottonwood Rodeo. It's been over 2 weeks. We haven't seen a spike. I don't even know if we've even seen a case from that. And the answer to that was, well, we dodged a bullet. Well, really? How do you dodge a bullet with 2,000 people in one spot sitting in each other's laps?
Yeah.
And so when that happens, you have to think that perhaps that our fears were exasperated by computer programs that could only operate on the material that were put in for it. And the studies that we see out of Santa Clara that a lot more people have had COVID-19 mm-hmm. than we think, and it just hasn't affected a lot of people. Is COVID-19 real? Oh, absolutely. Dr. Balma said in here, and he said the four people that have died here in Shasta County wouldn't have died if it hadn't been for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So it's real. But
sure.
But how dangerous is it enough to destroy our economy?
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's a tough one because I'm not an epidemiologist. Don't deal with pandemics and viruses. That's not my day job. And so, you know, we leave that to the health professionals. But I just really see the perspective of the health officials. I mean, they're trying to keep this thing at bay. They're trying to preserve human life. And then we at the chamber acknowledge that, believe that absolutely to be number one. But such a close second is the preservation of livelihoods. And those two can clash in this situation. And it just makes it an imperfect, messy situation where you're not going to get the answer that everyone wants.
It is extremely messy. I think Trump was put in a position where the president's been put in. I don't know if ever, except maybe the pandemic of 1918. It wasn't even like World War II because everybody could focus on something. Now we're looking at something you couldn't see. You weren't sure of the facts. And I don't care who the president was, Trump, Obama, Bush, anybody, was put in a position there that any decision they were going to make, there's going to be people saying it was the wrong decision. I don't care, like I said, if it's Barack Obama, George Bush, or Donald Trump. We got to take a break, but I want to talk to you when we come back about businesses that you've heard about, and we don't, of course, have to name them, that aren't going to open up when we come back. I'm sure you've heard of a few of them. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by an essential business, Home Helpers. Home Helpers stepped up when so many of the caregivers from other areas could not get to their patients. Well, Home Helpers stood up and went in and picked up the slack and all of that. Sharon Clark is an indomitable woman with a great sense of organization and takes care of people like they're her own family. So her people then take care of the people in their charge like they were their own family. You're not going to find a better place to have somebody come in and check on you after an operation, maybe an hour a day, maybe 2 days a week, or is it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day? Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back. Joshua Johnson and Jake Mangus.
I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We
all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-456-7821 in the morning, 72 degrees out there here on the 27th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. C.D. Maxwell has been doing this successfully since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans achieve kind of like worry-free with their insurance. She was the one that people came to when they lost their insurance after the car fires, and she found them insurance for their homes and properties and businesses. Also, her financial team is out there keeping the lid on what's happening in the financial market. If anybody can, Judy and Maxwell Insurance and Financial can. Give them a call at 221-0441. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. I'm here with Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Joshua Johnson, a developer here in town. So I want to go back into what we're kind of talking about. Have you heard about businesses not making it when they come back?
Well, I mean, the one local business that I've heard of is the Medane coffee shop. That was a coffee shop and bistro type of thing. You know, they were here years ago. They found their niche up in Siskiyou County in Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta, and we thought, all right, they're coming back to Reading. This is really cool.
You mean Yaks?
I mean Yaks in the former location of Medane. That's right.
I was going to say, I hadn't heard of Medane.
Yeah. Right. Yaks. Yaks.
So they did.
Okay.
So
they announced that they picked the wrong time to open a restaurant with everything that's gone on with COVID-19. So that's one on the local level, and then we've got, of course, like JCPenney filing for bankruptcy as an organization, as a corporation, and they were struggling before all of this with consumer behavior and so on. And Pier 1 was another one that we've heard potentially shutting its doors forever.
Oh, they sold out.
And that's tough because, you know, it just creates more available commercial space in this gray fields concept that we're seeing across the country with shuttered, larger footprint retail outlets. But then you go over to the former Kmart shopping center. And, of course, that's all being redone into, you know, piecemealed into smaller retail locations and so on. And is it called Cascade Station? Something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, there's been some that are planning on opening up the old steakhouse on 5.
That's right. Yeah, it was Chrissy's Steakhouse forever, and then it was going to be Grillionaires, and that never opened. Right. But they did a bunch of work on the inside, I guess.
They got it all ready for the next people that bought it.
Yeah, so... So those are the things that really concern us, because we know that it's likely a sign of more to come. you don't want to talk about the survival of the fittest concept, but that can be the case. We've seen, like we saw with the car fire, we're seeing it again in this case as well, the fragile state of finances for businesses locally, not being able to put away the money for rainy days. And this is certainly something, who plans for a pandemic concept like this where everyone's sheltering in place? But that said, it does remind us in the business community, certainly at the chamber, that we need to continue to pump the message about maybe best practices for a business as far as accounting goes and putting money away and having reserves and those types of things.
Well, that would be good.
It would be an ideal scenario.
I mean,
but a lot of it's hand to mouth.
Well, a lot of it is, even if you can save enough for a month, which is for a lot of people, it's $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 they've got set aside there. Well, a lot of times in this atmosphere, and I'm not talking pandemic, but just being in California, every time you turn around, there's another $1,000 bill going out to the state.
Yeah.
Not to the feds, but to the state. What do you think about this stimulus package? I'm not going to get into the $3 trillion.
That one.
But it's going to go into the Senate where they will hack it to pieces. Then it's going to go back to the House. Do you think there's going to be another stimulus package coming down the road?
I guess, I'm not a macroeconomist. I know that Dr. Robert Eiler is going to be doing a webinar type of thing with the EDC on Friday. So we'll get some of his thoughts probably on that. But the first stimulus, that CARES Act, has certainly been very effective for our business community in that Paycheck Protection Program, potentially 100% forgivable loan to businesses. We've been very proud of the banks locally, those national banks with local presence, also the community banks. There's one I'll mention in particular, which is dangerous for me to do because we serve so many of them, but I've got to give credit where credit's due. Cornerstone Community Bank jumped on this, and they made it their effort to serve anyone who came to them in need of help.
Yeah, it just wasn't their customers.
They were our referral for a lot of this stuff because we reached out to all of our banking partners and said, are you going to accept non-customer applications? And some of them said on a case-by-case basis, and we made referrals to other banks as well, but Cornerstone was every time, no matter who it was. I mean, I've got voicemails on my cell phone from people that aren't even in the chamber that called and said, you did such a great job. You connected me with Matt Mosley and Jeff Fink over there at Cornerstone. They took care of us. They did at one point it was 400 loans in the second round of funding that came, and 80% of them were for non-customers. So I thought that was pretty impressive.
Well, they also did two years ago, did a pandemic exercise where what happens if we had to have 70, 75, 80% of our people working from home?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of communication lines, what kind of communication setup, computer setups we have to have? And they just happened to do it. And then 2 years later when it happened, they just had to dust that plan off and they were ready to rock, which is why they were immediately got into work. Now, we're also here with Joshua Johnson. Tell people who Joshua Johnson is.
I'm a real estate agent at Venture Properties.
Mm-hmm.
I also am a local developer, learning what it's like to imagine what's possible with some of our, amazing landscape here in Shasta County and mostly in the city of Redding so far. And, love being here. Moved here with my family, my four daughters and my wife about 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From where?
We moved here from Cincinnati. I'm originally from Southern California and wanted to get back out west, and this is the clean air.
Why Redding?
This to us felt a lot like where we came from in the Midwest. It feels like a Midwest culture with kind of the West Coast access to the lifestyle and the things and the beauty and the family friendly atmosphere and city. And it just really connected with us. The people really, when we visited, just stood out to us.
And I think that's what keeps a lot of the people here. I mean, when you get infuriated with California, which is easy to do,
right?
Especially when we're going to get into what you've just been trying to do and accomplished here, that it's having a business isn't easy. Every time you turn around, there's somebody else is stepping on your rights. But the people of Redding are just extraordinary. The friends you make here. and the giving spirit of Reading, as we found out during the car fire and what people are doing here to help right now, help other businesses. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about this big project that you all finally put together after 7 months of trying to get it to happen. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, which is open. I've got a, you know, they gave me a list of the things that they were doing to keep their customers safe, and it's unbelievable. It's kind of like you entered into a hospital emergency room, except more. If you can line up at Lowe's, you can get your hair cut. You know, as far as I'm concerned, and why they've been held off until now has just been, to me, a radical experiment and government overstep. But that's just me. But they're open, and they operate on appointments only anyway. So if you give them a call at 244-9478, you can set up an appointment. The earliest one they had was Friday at 11:15, which is where I'll be sitting in the chair with the disposable apron and the masked barber behind me. I hope it's one of them that actually works there and not somebody there from Pretty Pets that they just brought in to just to, you know, clip hair. I guess I'll know if they
they bring out the shears.
They should bring out the shears and want to give me a shower afterwards. So Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Joshua Johnson and Jake Mangus.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, the 27th of May, 8:35 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. In case you didn't know it, Pacheco Schools had, they couldn't pay for all food there because, you know, parents were out of work, so they owed $582 and 19 cents for student meals. And when Reading Rancheria wrote them a check for that, to cover that. And the, again, Reading Rancheria reaching out to our community. I am here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Reading. Jake's face appears everywhere except milk cartons because we know where Jake is. But you know what, Jake? I thoroughly enjoy what you're doing with our chamber. And
Thank you.
I mean, I really do. I know you take hits and you take stands, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
You're speaking for yourself. Those are Jake's notes. Or
we call them Jake's takes.
Jake's
yeah.
takes.
Yeah, okay. Put stuff out there every week in the newsletter.
Yeah, that. And you may not agree with it, but you know what? The fact is that he does take a stand, and he goes out there and says what I think is right for our community. There's nothing wrong with that. We all do that. You know, God knows I do it 5 days a week. And we also have Joshua Johnson, who is a developer of real estate, and we want to get into what he's been doing. One of the eyesores of Reading has been the Reading Inn. What can I say?
Police calls.
The police used to go down there, you know, like five squatters. Times a day down there, but no longer. Joshua, tell us about the Reading Inn.
Well, the Reading Inn, as you know, it's kind of the entry into our downtown. If you're coming northbound on 273 into Pine Street, you come by and you drive by this amazing James Tymer building designed coffee bar that's now called Evergreen. You have the architecture building, and now you have Roots Juice that's in the old Wendy's. And right there, staring at us, saying welcome to Reading is a 1 acre, one of the largest parcels in downtown, 1 acre parcel that stretches the entire block between Pine and Market off of Gold Street. So many people have looked at that with disgust as I have, many just wishing it something could be done with it.
If nothing else, put a big fence there and say coming soon, and just don't say what it is. So people don't have to see
That's
it.
That's true.
Right. So you can ignore it. I think some people have ignored it. I've talked to people about it and said, hey, we sold that hotel downtown. And they go, which one? I'm like, the one right. And they're like, oh, yeah, I okay. Yeah,
I had you, because, when you're describing it, I'm going, because you pass by it all the time and you kind of avert your eyes. So it's, it's kind of like, oh. That one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is, a couple of years ago, City of Reading worked really hard on the downtown specific plan. And this property is right in the middle of that. But not only that, in 2017, the Tax Act opened the door for what's called an opportunity zone. And this property is not only dead smack in the downtown specific plan overlay, but it also is within the opportunity zone from a federal tax standpoint. It opens the opportunity for people to get additional tax incentives to invest in those areas. It's an unfortunate that it took this long, but actually it was prime for this time for it to change ownership, because especially to get into the right hands of someone that has vision.
It had been sold before, but right. then went into heavy litigation because they said they misrepresented themselves, or the buyers had misrepresented themselves. And I don't know the specifics of it, but that's one of the things.
Yeah, I've only read and heard some bits about the case. I knew it was really complicated when we entered into the listing agreement. I was actually hired by those representing the sellers involved in that. But I don't know much about that. I just knew it was going to be really complicated. However, we had the right to sell it. And so the goal was to, let's find, put this to market and let's find the right investor that was, going to put out not only the best offer, but also had the right experience and background to be able to kind of push this into the right direction that would kind of fall in line with what we're already seeing downtown with the incredible investment you can actually hear the sounds of it. If you're walking around downtown at lunch, I call it, it's the sounds of downtown Reading now, which is the backup sound of the beep from a construction vehicle.
From the skip loaders, and then you hear the hammering when they're hammering the beams into the ground.
Yeah, and the steel over at the courthouse and all the way down here.
They blocked off, by the way, Oregon Street today, and that's the way I always go, because I always check out what it looks like in the morning, new things. They blocked it off today, and I'm saying, you can't block off the street. They go, and the guy goes, no habla English? And I went, oh, I think he lied to me. Anyway, so. What? Okay.
Yeah,
you can walk outside our door here and with a baseball hit construction. Yeah. I mean, just throwing it because they're tearing up down here because they're going to extend Market Street through to Yuba Street. And then, of course, what the Knott brothers are doing down there. And then we're surrounded by it right here. And then I'm getting Shannon Phillips on to talk about what they're doing. They're getting ready to start down here on the Bell Rooms.
With the Bike Depot
project. With the Bike Depot project. And, I mean, we are literally on three sides.
You mentioned the Jake's Takes newsletter article that I write. Actually, last week I wrote about how construction has been kind of in the midst of all of this COVID-19 stuff, construction has continued throughout our city, Anderson and Shasta Lake, and that's been such a great thing to see because a lot of these projects truly are transformative in nature, and I think the Reading Inn is going to be one of those as well.
Well, that leads us to, so you got a group called the Kikorian Development, QOZ, bought it. Who is that?
So QOZ is a lot of times when people set up a corporation related to an opportunity zone. So qualified opportunity zone is what that stands for. So one of the requirements for investing in an opportunity zone is actually create an opportunity zone fund.
Okay.
I'm not an attorney who does that or an accountant, but that's what I understand you have to do.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Who is the Kikorian Development?
They're a group that has a lot of experience doing development all up and down I-5, specifically, a lot in the North State, and they are investing, more in Reading.
Are they local guys?
Some are. So it's a multiple players involved in it.
Okay, so this is a group of people that have pooled their money to invest in this.
Correct, yep.
Any hint, and you could be the first to say it here. Joshua.
Here's what I do know is I know that they are planning to, so they're starting some work over there, and they're planning to unveil, because right now it's a big process. Developers have to constantly hold a lot of things in tension. One is getting the property so you can do certain things, not doing so much that it pigeonholes you into a bad direction. So right now they're analyzing what is the highest and best and what can we do with this that would be best for an investment opportunity, but also for the city of Reading. And so they're working with city officials and they're going to spend the next 30 to 60 days working with, on a design, working to find out what incentives they can work.
I understand you can't just say, well, this is what it is, because maybe you don't even know. But what are some of the potential ideas for businesses?
Well, I could only speak if, because I'm a developer as well, and I you know, helped them with this deal. I don't know what they're going to end up doing, but as a developer, I, you know, there's a couple of things you could look at there. One, can you renovate it to just, you know, be a really nice hotel, you know, motel, kind of similar to what they did with the Americana. Can you do that kind of renovation that would, you know, turn those 63 rooms back into, you know, operable, you know, operating rooms that people can rent or you know, stay there again? But I think the other is, can you, what else can you do to repurpose it? You know, mixed use is a really interesting opportunity as well. So,
sure, which is what we're seeing. Almost every new building that's going up is mixed use.
Well, it's really smart because, you know, in the event of a recession, you've got then, you know, a couple of different types of tenants that can help you pay your bills as an owner.
Would it be something, could they, because of zoning and all that, could they make it higher than two stories?
Absolutely.
Could they bring it up to three or four or five stories?
Absolutely.
Okay, so they could do that if they wanted to, then make it something like Brent Weaver's done.
If it pencils out, I think that,
you're
going to want to maximize the opportunity.
Well, that's an acre of land in downtown Reading. I can think of, you know, I could think of way, you know, a courtyards and, you know, because you've got the room of courtyards and water features, trying to keep people out of the water features may be interesting. But, you know, having something like that, so it's kind of a one of a kind in there if they have the money to invest in that, and how good that would be to be able to. I think living downtown is such a great idea. I really like the idea. I mean, we are very fortunate that we can literally walk downtown in 5 minutes from where we live. You know, and so we feel blessed that way. We're close to everything. We're in that grid that doesn't get cut off from electricity because we're on the same one as the jail. Well, I mean, we've never had our electricity cut off during all the things that have happened. But being able to be able to go downtown and see what's going on. So I think all of these are just great ideas. And I would, you know, I would love to see something there that's maybe unique.
Yeah, I think to offset some of the affordable housing that's being built here, which is really great to kind of get more bodies downtown. It will make our downtown safer. We know that, you know, sometimes the solution is dilution. You know, the more people we get down here, the safer we're all going to feel.
Herd immunity.
Yeah. I heard that before.
I just thought I made that up.
But market rate housing would be, I know of a few projects that are going on, in our downtown, that are market rate. And that's going to really help because it'll allow us to see more investment downtown to kind of balance out the type of housing and type of you know, people that are going to be living down here with a mix of incomes, right? And that's what we need to get more to more other retail establishments to move here.
Great. Okay, we got to take a break, and we're going to come right back after these messages. This is Carl Watt. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Joshua Johnson, who is helping to develop the Reading Inn. Down there on Pine Street, thank God. My idea of putting the big wall up with saying coming soon never got off the ground, really. So 8:47 in the morning, and we'll be right back. Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs.
Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
And now, back to our show.
Someday we all will awaken.
Welcome back to B5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's our last segment here today. And with us today, we have Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Joshua Johnson, who is one of the developers in town and also a realtor that played a big part in the Reading Inn. And if you know, the Reading Inn is just an eyesore downtown. It's the first thing you see almost when you drive in. And it's been sold to a group of people that have, in their process over the next 30, 60 days, are going to come out with their ideas. It doesn't have to be a two-story building like it is there. They can put anything in there, mixed market, other things. But it's on an acre of ground, which is huge for down here. So they've got a lot of room to plan and build. And we're talking about affordable housing and market rate housing, some of the things that you could see downtown. I don't know if it was just during the break that we said, if you don't mind me sharing that, a little grocery store or, you know, downtown that would, you know, not large, but with all the new people coming down, that they can just walk down to the store and they're shopping and just bring it back to their apartments or their condos. Yeah. What do you see, Jake?
Well, I just see so much excitement for the last few years. I mean, really ever since I arrived at the chamber and became more aware of everything happening in the community of business locally, to see downtown Reading is really this – it's not a blank canvas because I don't want to sound disparaging to everybody that's in the you know, doing this right now and has been doing it for quite some time. Holding up their piece of the sky, as Rachel Hatch would say from McConnell.
I love Rachel.
It is a place for dreamers. I mean, you can just say, what do you want to see in this community? What do you want to see in this neighborhood, in this district, in downtown Reading? And let's make it happen together. And so you're seeing the larger developments. You're seeing smaller investors come together. And all of that is so exciting, just to see what I thought I may never see in my life, which is righting the old wrong of the downtown mall in downtown Reading and seeing some of the Main Street USA characteristics that my parents talked about and that sort of thing. So people like Joshua Johnson and what he is doing to make his mark on this community, it's just very exciting, and we love supporting that at the Chamber.
Well, you know, what do you hear about new businesses coming in? Let's go back to the Reading Inn now. I mean, the idea that Adam McElvain is really pushing hard on this high-speed internet, the cable, what kind of impact do you think that's going to have, Joshua?
I think it's really huge, and I think it's really smart. The cities of the future are going to be responding to what this pandemic actually is going to push over the edge, which is remote work. And remote work is going to be one of the key trends, not only that influences real estate, but it's going to influence cities across the country. And what people are going to need with remote work is very reliable, quick, high-speed internet, so they can actually take that Silicon Valley job and live wherever they want instead of where they have to.
Where they in the Silicon groups and other people have had their people working at home are finding out that this is something they want to continue. They're getting high productivity, and their footprint gets a lot smaller. So yep. Having something like that here, we need that high-speed internet.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to see us start seeing people moving and their back ends or customer service.
Correct.
Or other things like that.
We've seen the digital divide kind of rear its ugly head. I mean, with these rural communities outside of Redding and Anderson and Shasta Lake where you don't have reliable internet, mm-hmm. They've got buses that are showing up in parking lots with Wi-Fi hotspots for kids to be able to pull
yeah.
up and do
How
their
ridiculous.
Distance learning and so forth.
Yeah.
I've got board members that live out of town that need to come into the office to hook into our internet so they can participate in Zoom meetings to stay active on the board. You know, so it really does show that we've got to up our game. And when you've got companies like Twitter saying indefinitely our workforce can work remotely, come on up here and work here. You know, that's some of our thoughts. And the EDC, I know, is on this right now. So.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know because that could be something, you know, that's another attractor to businesses here. And we do have the ability, like you said, to, you know, here's an acre of ground that could be, you know, if you had a high-speed internet, you could have that thing filled up probably in a week just from businesses at what's happened
Absolutely.
Because of the pandemic.
And Mayor McElvain says that that's continuing to move forward, so we're looking forward to the next big announcement, and I think we're going to see that here toward the end of the summer.
We used to run cables from ships to shore, and they were covered in metal. And somebody back in, like, 1983 showed me one and said, "See this?" I went, "Yeah," because it looks like a piece of wire. I said, "Yeah."
Reminds me of the transatlantic cable or something.
Yeah, well, and he said, "This is the future here, man." He says, we can push all the data that an aircraft carrier needs over this one line." And I looked at it and I thought, "Wow!" And so he just knew where that was going. So, okay, so high speed internet, of course, is a big plus for going forward with us.
What about the House of Roses? What's going on over there with that project, Joshua?
What
is it?
Yeah, what is that?
House of Roses is a small little development that we did across from Woody's.
Okay.
And it's a market rate housing, townhomes. So we did four units over there. They've already started pouring the foundation for the first building, which is the first two units. And so they're planning to go up with lumber. The COVID thing just paused things for a bit, but they're planning to go vertical in July.
Okay.
So that'll be exciting to see go up. So
is Woody's still there?
Woody's is still there, yep.
Yes.
And that's what I thought, but I've heard that they're, because of the new owners and all this, that it could be could slow them down.
Well, what's really been exciting, I know we're running out of time, but the resurgence of al fresco dining and what that could mean to present and future development strategy here in Redding, particularly in downtown, could be very exciting. I mean, across the world, we're seeing this resurgence. It's something that happens in cities across the world already, but I think Reading has a great opportunity, and the city has really loosened up their rules on being able to dine and to enjoy an alcoholic beverage outside of the walls of a restaurant.
I think it's a great idea. And then last thing here, with only a couple minutes left, the building on the river, development of the rivers, of the river, the river.
Yeah.
That's a question. Just don't nod at me.
Oh, well, so yes, it's going to be wonderful. I mean, that's one of those things where, again, I mean,
have you seen things on that?
I've been so pleasantly surprised with downtown Reading. I hope that's the same case for Park Marina Waterfront. The Kutras family, Chris Kutras in particular, is very close to us, and he continues to work on that. I know that there's a transportation master plan in process right now too, which you kind of look at it and you say, well, what can we do right now? And that's one thing that they can do. So certainly you'd like to see the honoring of all modes of transportation, the connection to the river trail that we have, you know, on its way south along the river there. So it makes a lot of sense. We have, when we did the Reading City Identity Project, it was downtown and it was the waterfront. Those were the two areas of interest for our community. When people sent us the ideas, really all of them revolved around those two things. So.
Well, Joshua, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having
and
me.
Tell us what's going on down there, because this has been, you know, it's still there looking the same way it did. So somewhere in the next 60 days, There'll be
you're going to see some activity, some cleanup and getting ready. And there's a lot of work to do to figure out what can be done there and what should be
and
done.
It
there.
Could be a multi-level building, not just two stories. So
and remember, this all started when we had all these calls for service there for police calls and everything, and the city stepped up and the county prosecuted, and we were able to get that blighted property under control, and now here's the opportunity that presents itself for a brighter day.
Okay.
So, well done, Joshua.
Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark joins me, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different things tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Cover yourself as you seem appropriate, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
My ground won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.